Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are whole once again. Jack back with the show, which
the band's
means
back together.
The top five at five gets back to its correct form. Here we go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
You're shaking your head at me for?
No, I forgot to put in. I forgot to, until I was scrambling right when we got back from break, to put it all in the system. I forgot I had to do that. You know what I
do
mean?
Do what?
Like, put it on the board, the open and the music.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so, because usually, you know, Chickie's the last 3 weeks, having to do it. So
it took
me a little bit.
You excited to do this?
Yeah, of course. Do you think people are more excited that Jalen was back under center on Sunday, or I'm back on the top five?
Oh, I can tell you.
Jalen was back under center Sunday.
Well, because my Lotta said the band was back together, and I thought he was talking about the afternoon show.
Yeah.
I was like, appreciate it. So what I have you today, the top five worst things that Spike has done to the afternoon show, because it's a growing list by the week. And there's a lot that happened during the time that I was off that needs to be addressed.
You're just trying to gain favor with the listeners who hate me.
Always. Yeah. Always. Number five is the propping up of backup quarterbacks that criticize Jalen.
All right. Already starting with this.
Chase Daniel. Who's next? Who's next on your little master plan to
Ryan Fitzpatrick. But he was a starter.
Orlovsky, who now in this week people like because he's blaming the coaching and not the quarterback.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this every time you do it. I am not the person who does this. I get to work and Jack's like, hey, I have sound from Chase Daniel. And I listen to it, and we decide whether to play it or not. I am not the one who hunts down backup quarterback sound about Jalen Hurts.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not what the listeners think. Number four, the fourth worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show, is bringing his own tape breakdowns to Baldy. Now, this has been a reoccurring thing. Spike will bring up his take, and Baldy will immediately shoot it down. There's there's two football guys in the show. Baldy and Ike.
Yep.
It's an A-B conversation. Sometimes you get to see yourself out of it.
So the thing is, it's not the tape thing with Baldy. I know he's the tapesman, but he doesn't even recognize, like, he denies even things that I say that I believe are even facts.
I know. So we should test them.
Oh, really? Say something that we know to be true to see if he'll...
Just to disagree with you to disagree.
Yeah, I understood why Mike Lombardi did that, because he sounded like he wanted to kill me all the time.
Yes, and the process. By the way, Mike Lombardi, still going on with McAfee, which is sickening.
Yeah, I know. And he bailed from our show.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not good, Mike.
No, not good.
Remember the show that put you in that position, Mike?
That's right.
This show
put him in that position.
I think Baldy and I are cool. It's very clear that Baldy does not want to hear from me about football.
I think that is being made obvious.
I'm not sure if that's true.
Well, I'm pretty sure. But in fairness, if I was Baldy, would I want to hear from me about football? Maybe not. Maybe not. He's the expert. But then again, when you disagree with him, he didn't want to hear about you football
exactly,
either.
Yeah,
so
relegated to you.
Yeah.
I haven't disagreed with him since.
Yeah.
That feels like 2 years ago, the Brazil game.
Yeah.
First week of the season. Yeah.
That was actually awesome. Somebody played that while Jack was... Oh, yeah, Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah. Awkward Moments.
Buzz did Awkward Moments. And I hadn't heard it since then.
And by the way, I was right.
Yes, of course you were right.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. The third worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show is just the uptick in D-talk on this show.
Oh,
I know Val doesn't listen to the show.
She does not.
But Renee and Jill and our families.
They will occasionally, listen.
And look at the Landetta mess. From that, look at that guy. That's a legend. And it was just so disrespectful. On Packers Week.
All right, enough out of you. You really are kissing up to a certain segment of the audience right now.
I will say this. And I'm not blaming Spike, but it does coincide with you arriving here.
Like, well, look, here's the
now
truth.
It has paid off, and people listen to the last.
Yes, number one afternoon show.
Yeah, you know,
big sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, oh yes,
we were number one
before
you came,
but number one even bigger now. So, yes, I guess you were number one without me.
Yeah,
but
I've only lost one book.
Last one. Oh,
in my entire run here.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm undefeated.
Well, hey, but small sample size.
Yeah, it's very true. Well, very true.
Some of us have been here through the mud.
Yes,
the
you have. You have.
I'm literally riding everyone's coattails. I got here right on time.
The Super Bowl run. I grew up listening to Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the kind of guy. I'm just trying to have a little fun.
Oh no, it's awesome.
You know,
I'm reminded. Time to time when you're out.
Yes, that is.
But that there aren't just guys listening to the show.
Right.
Yes. and some of the guys are people that go to the same church I go to.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, it's kids that listen to the show. Yes, yes.
Well, I try to keep.
I forget when we're in the moment, but then I'm reminded later.
Yes.
Well, I do know this. If I was the program director of me, I would be on edge.
Oh, yes. Can you imagine Spike?
Oh, unbelievable.
I would. Well, when I was the morning show in New York is way worse than I am. And when I got there, I was like, what are these guys doing? And then eventually I just got numb to it and I stopped talking to them about it. I would say once every 6 months I would go into the producer. I'd be like, hey, you can't say that. You know,
it
would be a nightmare. I would not want to be the program director of me.
The second worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show, and this is a big offense, and this is one that it's been brewing under the surface, and I hope that we can remedy soon. But you lost Chuck and Mount Airy, and you see they're showing the clip of Seth and him. Oh, it's damn near going viral. That was our guy.
Yeah,
I gave him a compliment earlier. I said it was on Chuck's side. I said he was right.
That was our guy.
We
cultivated Chuck and turned him into who Chuck is. I can handle losing a lot of our callers. I need Chuck back.
Here's the thing, Jack. First of all, Chuck called last week.
Yes. He picks and chooses.
And we had a good conversation. Yes. Second thing, I was a huge Chuck fan when I was program director. And here's the other thing.
I know you were.
Here's the other thing.
That's old Spike, though.
Didn't Ike battle with Chuck at a certain point and lose Chuck for a little bit?
Yeah, and he told me I sucked.
Yes.
You know? But you know, this has been a real prolonged absence from Chuck.
It's really not an absence. He calls us all the time.
I just don't need the morning show profiting off of what we built.
Well, I agree with that.
That's down. You got to the
because
bottom
what
line
is
of
the
it.
Motto? Yes. What is the motto of this? Is not you guys. This is what anyone but the morning show, right? Just kidding.
You're not slightly. Kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding. But the worst thing that Spike has done to the afternoon show is that you brought in Honest Jack. And there's a lot of people yesterday saying they missed Honest Jack when real Jack was brought in.
The worst thing I did is Honest Jack?
Well, because now people want more Honest Jack.
They do.
And less of real Jack.
Well, I don't think they want less real Jack. I just think they want more Honest Jack.
Okay, good.
You know, Honest Jack, look, in your honor, and it shows that he really is Honest Jack, he cooked me and Ike, Honest Jack.
He did.
Usually does, yeah.
Yeah.
Honest, he was, like, frighteningly accurate.
Well, see, that's why he's Honest Jack. Of course you'd agree with Honest Jack. Honest Jack cooked me both times.
He did.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, no, he did.
Called me Nepo Baby, my dad got me my job, no talent.
Now, he was pretty angry.
Yeah, he was.
And Honest sometimes can be angry.
Yes.
But I'm just saying.
All right.
I can't be replaced. I got two kids now.
I'm not trying to replace you with Honest Jack. I like Liar Jack more than Honest Jack.
He's trying to make sure he's not getting replaced.
This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Look, see, here he is. Chuck from Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, man, I'll just say this, right? First of all, I want to say Jack, Honest Jack is a great bit, okay? And I love Honest Jack, but I love Jack more. I just want to say that. He's more personal. Well, Honest Jack is kind of evil, man.
Yeah,
he's like a robot.
He's not a robot.
Yeah, he's like a cyborg or something, man. It's just kind of creepy, you know what I mean? But I like Honest Jack. Honest Jack is a man. Listen, can I say this real quick, though, right? I've been getting ripped on social media. My son told me on Twitter. And, I've been getting ripped, man.
Oh, for the Seth Joyner thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And they sitting well with me because I didn't come off from a negative place. But I like to say this, right? Anybody out there who felt like I, you know, to all y'all professional ass kisses out there, I just want to say I do apologize.
See,
all right? I apologize to Steph, and I apologize to WIP, and I apologize to you guys.
You don't have to apologize.
No. Chuck.
What are you apologizing for?
Chuck, I said earlier on the show, I thought you were right. I thought you were in the right in that conversation. I thought you were the right side of it. Yes.
That means a lot coming from you, because all I was trying to say is, listen, Seth Mike, listen, I'm not going to pretend to know more football than Seth Joyner. You know what I'm saying? I will never do that. And I got nothing but love and respect for Seth and everything he's done and accomplished in his league. But what I'm saying is this, right? Seth can't tell us we're ungrateful. That just didn't sit well with me. Simple as that. You know what I mean? We are not ungrateful. You know, it was a time when we didn't have a Super Bowl ring, and this team struggled. And we were fans through and through. And that Veterans Stadium and that Lincoln Financial Field was always sold out, and that parking lot was always filled. So to be like, we ungrateful, we need to appreciate where we're at? Come on, man. You know what I mean? It just didn't sit well with me. So, you know, all you people out there who felt like I came at Seth, all the great Seth Joyner, I dare you come at him. Now, I apologize. I leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? But this game Sunday, I'm just going to say this, right? You know, I know the Rams are fighting for something more than just a football game. I get that. But when you get on that football field and it's 25 degrees out there, and you got big old Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Mekhi Becton, and Lane Dickerson and Cam Jurgis leaning on you, yeah, that hurt after a while. And then you get tired. And that's what I'm counting on Sunday. We're going to ride this offensive line and this defense to the Super Bowl. And that's just as simple as that. And one more thing, right? Nobody's talking about this. But Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, there's not enough room in that stadium for those two if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. One of those guys is going to be out of here. And I'm telling you, he might request a trade. Because there's so much frustration I see in A.J., you know what I mean, that is, you know, you don't really see. But this guy is frustrating the hell out of A.J. Brown with his play. You know, and people say, oh, he don't run four routes. He don't run his routes to the fullest capacity. Oh, he don't come back to the ball. You know, after a while, you get tired of doing all that. You know, you're not even getting looked at on the field. I'm not saying it's right, but
yeah,
they only run for one of them going forward. And you know, I mean, I just see a lot of frustration there, and there's been some stuff that has come up, and we sweep it under the rug because of the season.
Yep.
After a while, that's going to blow up, man. I don't think there's enough room in the city for both of them. Y'all got a great show. Go Birds. Let's go. Love y'all. Peace.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Great call.
Wow, look at me and Chuck having a civil conversation.
There you go. It's possible.
That was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
It's possible. I will say this. I think we all as fans realize stuff could be potentially bubbling beneath the surface, and we want to just look the other way because Chuck's right. We're in the middle of a season. Like, we're at the crunch time of the season. This is what we've been waiting for. And so you don't want anything to disturb that. And I don't believe they do either. But I think sometimes it's for the sake of the team. But when the season is over with, you never know how somebody's true feelings may come out at that time. Here's the thing that I'll say about that, man. I think these two guys, and it's unfortunate for them that we can sometimes focus on their relationship, right? Or even individually. But the bottom line is these are the two guys that are sort of confusing at times, can be perplexed at times, can even be complex at times. Like, right? Like, I feel like we walk on eggshells with AJ because we want to make sure he's happy and he's in a good place mentally. And I'm good with that. I think that's us as a fan base sort of nurturing what we have here with AJ. And even with Jalen, I think we feel that way for the most part. But there's less question about AJ's ability than it is Jalen's ability.
Yes.
It's always more or less, is he happy? Is he content with his role, not getting the ball at times, with the way this offense is? It's never about how good is he, right? I think everybody considers AJ a top three wide receiver in football. I put him behind Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson. Those three guys, those are the top three wide receivers in football to me. But with Jalen, at that position, he's just the position, it just comes with the territory. Your play is under the microscope, and you have the most impact at times on the game. You can affect the game in a positive or negative way. AJ, unless he drops the ball, isn't really, or catches the ball, he's not really affecting the game.
Negatively.
Yeah, negatively. He's just not.
No.
But with Jalen, you can go through especially every passing play, and if it's not successful, you're saying, okay, did he go to the right place with the ball? Did he get rid of it? So I just, you know, when I was thinking about this yesterday on the way home, I'm like, why can't we just have a team that we just like without...
Just normal.
Yeah, just normal. Yeah. Just, you know, it's one thing to be critical of game plan, those types of things, but it never feels good when it's like we question whether or not is he the guy?
Right.
Right? That's what we get caught up in at times, right? Like, is he the guy?
Well, the interesting thing about...
And I'm speaking about Jalen.
About Jalen.
It's not AJ.
No.
We know AJ is the guy.
Those two guys, one of the other interesting dynamics about them is personality-wise, they are so different.
That is true.
That we know, and I think this is why, look, AJ, like a lot of wide receivers are, can be sort of temperamental. I mean, that's the way receivers are. But I think we always sort of know exactly what AJ's thinking.
Yep.
You know, it maybe to his public detriment sometimes, but I think that is a good thing about him. We never know what Jalen's thinking.
It's true.
So we assign, I think sometimes the discontent can be assigned to AJ if there's discontent because we know it from AJ. And Jalen, it just seems like it's happening to him as opposed to him being part of it.
Part of it, right.
And then look, I don't want to have a whole long conversation about who they'd keep, so on and so forth.
Yeah, because neither one of them is going anywhere.
No, but yes. But you know, Buffalo had to make a decision or chose to make a decision in this offseason and said, hey, that Diggs is easier for us to move forward without our star wide receiver than it is without our star quarterback, and we're going to make this decision. And it worked out for them, right? So if this season ends badly, and as far as AJ requesting a trade, if you remember...
I don't see it,
but nope. If you remember last offseason... He did a couple of podcasts right after the season where he would, because this sort of built up to when you guys had him on the show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just Jack coming up with an idea, the trade idea. Mm-hmm. It was building all week. It was him going on podcasts, and they asked him about, are you going to be there? And I think he gave a, you know, we'll see answer or something like. Now, he also hadn't been paid, so maybe it was about being paid. So I have no idea. But if
you fraud Vrabel's trying to get him.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. When
hands off.
If you
in New England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask me, if we just said if they lose on Sunday and Jalen's line looks like it did this past Sunday, we know how we would feel. But if they lose and AJ has three targets and one catch,
ooh Lord.
You're telling me?
Ooh Lord.
Like he's not. We're not having a quiet week.
You won't
week
be reading the book then. I bet you that much.
No, certainly not that book. Might be a different book. Not that book.
By the way, I think I'd have to be with him on that. If AJ only got three targets and one catch
and
we
loss?
Lose?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
No.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that either.
And this isn't I'm not comparing the two, but if you're AJ and you're like, well, they just can't get me the ball, can't get me the ball, can't get me. And they give you all these reasons why they can't get you the ball. And then Pickett plays 1 week and you get 15 targets and nine catches. Right. You're just like, well, I can think of what could be the reason why I'm not getting the ball. So who knows what happens if that. And I don't.
But don't worry, Spike. It's not going to happen.
I would love for it to not happen.
Nick Sirianni spoke about AJ today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Do you have that, Jack? Can we play that? You want to play it now? So, morning show has Nick Sirianni on every week, and they asked him about AJ and his book this morning, and here's what he said.
We don't do any research to figure out why, how long he's been doing it, why he's doing it, what he's reading. I mean, he's not reading a romance novel on the sideline. Like, you know, whatever he's, you know, yeah. we don't but do any research, that... and we jump to a conclusion. Of, oh, he must be disgruntled. That to me is lazy, and everyone needs to figure out why he's doing it before they jump to judgment on the man, because the man, A.J. Brown, is a great, 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 great person. The man, A.J. Brown, is the best receiver that, and I'll say it without hesitation, is the best receiver that this city's ever seen. The man, A.J. Brown, is one of the best teammates that in the world to his guys, not just the best receiver, the one of the best teammates. This guy is top notch. There's a reason he's done all the things he can do, and I love AJ Brown. And it's hard for me to watch when people are getting on him without doing the proper research of who the man is and what he's doing in the first place.
Can I ask something? Nobody was getting on AJ Brown. Did you notice any? I noticed hardly any negative reaction to it.
Yeah, I think people obviously, and rightfully so, had conversations about AJ reading a book on the sideline.
It seemed like everybody was laughing about it mostly.
Listening yesterday, I didn't hear anybody making some major ordeal about AJ reading on the sideline. I think most people were just like, that seemed kind of odd.
Yes,
what was he reading? Yeah.
Might have been more national.
Yeah.
Maybe
national because of Greg Jennings.
Or is that? Yeah, that's Greg.
That was Greg Jennings.
I was getting in James Jones.
Okay.
What did Greg Jennings say?
He was just like, if I was a teammate and I saw that, I wouldn't have been
happy
about it. I think that's what he was talking about. I had just one pushback with Coach with all that AJ love.
Yeah.
The best receiver the city has ever seen? Yeah, one in the Hall of Fame already. And Harold Carmichael.
Harold Carmichael.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Tommy McDonald was a wide receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another one in the Hall of Fame. Right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just saying, Mike Quick was pretty damn good before his injuries. 7 years of playing, five Pro Bowls and a few All Pros in there. In the era where you were going up against Jerry Rice and Sterling Sharp and Michael Irvin, Mike Quick was in that conversation with those guys too. So I love AJ too. I love AJ too, but he's been here 2.5 years, 3 years. Like, that's your little respect to the gold jacket.
And Alshon won a Super Bowl.
All right.
Alshon won a Super Bowl.
So I guess what.
He's better than Alshon, yes.
So I guess what you're saying to Nick is if we should do our research about the book, maybe Nick should do his research about Eagles wide receivers before he shoots off at the mouth, you know?
I guess that's one way to put it. But I understand he was in the moment. I'm just saying, he got a couple guys with gold jackets walking around, man.
Dude,
I don't like the fact. And I still think Harold's number should be retired, by the way.
You know when.
Yes. Been worn by N'Kobe now, Alshon.
Yeah.
You know when Sirianni, before he went in an interview, he was like, as soon as they ask me about the book, I am going to.
I'm unloading.
Give it
also,
to them.
Also, what research are we supposed to do? It's the first time we've seen him bring a book out.
Yeah.
We want to text to AJ?
Yeah. Yeah, what's the research?
Hey, what?
Twitter?
Yeah, it was like there's not.
Find a picture of him on the sideline in Washington.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right.
Assistant coach of the year, Jonathan Gannon.
Harold Carmichael got a gold jacket.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. I got a gold jacket.
All right. Coming up next, we got two things. First, we'll talk to you, of course. But Sean McVay talked yesterday after the game about playing the Eagles again. And Adam Schefter's report on the potential new, very high-profile potential Dallas Cowboys head coach. We will talk about that all next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. Super Bowl is right around the corner. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you normally do every year? Or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? I'm talking about having a chance to experience a Super Bowl like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest. Now, that's coming up February 9th at Lincoln Financial Field. Here's what you get. You get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players have made history. You get a chance to meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. You also know that Super Bowl only comes around once a year. So who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast, everybody. Don't miss out. You need to visit your local Verizon store and find out about these free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is getting funny on Mondays at Chickie's with the phones.
Man, yes.
There's a lot of phones out recording time.
Yes. Now we know how they feel.
Yes. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike. I already said that. What did I say? We have Schefter on Dion.
And we have McVay talking about the Eagles?
Yeah, why don't we do McVay talking about the Eagles?
We're grateful for the win. And now, while we were certainly excited about being able to advance, we've got a short week and we've got a great challenge ahead of us against a team that humbled us at our place when we played them the last time.
Humbled us at our place. This is a team that I don't think is going to take lightly that we kicked their ass last time.
Well, yeah, you let Saquon run all over you.
255 yards.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess because I'm at the same spot where Hugh sits, and he has the stats from that last game up. Stafford was 24 of 36 for two touchdowns and no interceptions. I barely remember that. All I remember from that game is Saquon. That's really all I remember. Yeah. And I remember being worried about that game because that was right at the beginning of when the Rams were 5-5.
It was right after the Washington game.
Right. And that's right when Rams were starting to maybe get it together, get guys back. They have had a weird season, but I do, Jordan mentioned, they did look like a team that was, the question for that was on a mission last night. The question for me is sometimes, when a team has a game like that in a situation like that, that's the game.
Yes.
Like they don't have anything left after that. So the big question for me is, was that their big shot? Was that the game where they were out to prove that they are still who they believe they are and they come here and they don't have anything left? Or is that the beginning of something? I don't know.
Yeah, I lean towards the, the former?
Yes.
Which would be the first.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
The latter, I think, is the other one.
Yeah. Wow, look at you guys.
No duh in there.
Yeah. There you go.
That's why I got paid the big bucks.
Yeah. And here's the other thing I think is in the Eagles' favor, which while I wouldn't be surprised if that line gets up to 6. It's at 5.5, right?
It opened at six. So the line before the game was Eagles 6.5, if that was the game.
Okay.
And then when it officially opened, it opened at 6. I saw it drop down to 5.5. Okay. I don't know where it is now.
Early money, Rams looked good last night, so maybe that's in. But short week and flying east.
Yes.
Right? Like that's, you're on a short week and you're on the road again. That's, I'm not saying it's impossible for them to win, but it makes it harder for them to win. And the Eagles are lying here waiting for them to come Sunday with a chance to go play in the game to get to the Super Bowl.
The
Rams are going to have to play their best game of the year to beat the Eagles.
I think so, too. Yeah. As long as this definitely feels like a don't turn the ball over game. If, I look, it it's to our advantage in this case. And I thought it was fun to have a Monday Night Football playoff game. Mm-hmm. Kind of sucks for the teams that play in it, though.
Sure.
To have a short week in the playoffs,
sure.
You know, that's... It, I just, I'm just saying, like, you know, that's... That is definitely a disadvantage,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'm with you there. And, yeah. But they get that because they're yeah. Rams and the Vikings.
Right. Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
The first game was pretty yep. close. I mean, it was 13-7 at halftime.
Yep.
And then they came out immediately. The first play was the Saquon 70-yarder, and it was kind of yeah. off to the races then.
Well, all of our games are close at halftime.
Oh, yeah. No yeah. one better.
Yeah.
No one better.
Yeah.
That was still during the time we didn't score in the first quarter.
Yes. Well, they haven't really fixed that. Yeah. They still have that issue. Oh, they did have 10 on Sunday. Yeah. So that was
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
There you go.
They just didn't score after that. So
right.
To the third quarter, yeah.
215-592-9494. Why don't we talk to our buddy OG? OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Okay, here we got this problem.
Mm.
Back on the respect, I don't think I'm respected enough on this show.
Mm. I agree.
And it's particular. I mean, I don't like this top five thing that you just did, Jack. You just totally stole everything that I did with Spike yesterday. That was your whole thing. And I don't know if it's like, you know, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah. We got our own problems to work out. Yeah. Kissing up to Spike off the air, called me fat. I mean, what else?
you take your top five and you make it about everything OG turned you onto yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to say this here. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say when I come on this show and I lay down and Spike, you don't get me in the insider thing.
Insider of the year. Yeah.
I should be number one. There's no way OG should be not in that conversation. I'm the one
that pulled out the
4-point system. I've called every win that the Eagles won. I'm that guy.
The 4-point system is not inside information.
Dude, your 4-point system is win the turnover battle, win the battle of the trenches. And what is the 4-point system?
But look at y'all. Everybody that you call in here, y'all talk about get AJ 9 catches and 100 yards and all. Guess what? Ain't got nothing to do with that. Nothing. I'm telling you, and I know it ain't sexy for radio and everything, but it's the fact. So when I lay it out, none of you punks beat me in it. Not Shady, not no facility, not no ESPN, not none of them. And you punks should claim me, okay, as WIP know-it-all. And y'all don't do it. But you know what? You're missing out, bro. You're missing out, and you're going to be looking up to me pretty soon. You know what I mean? Okay.
What does that mean?
We're going to deal with that. Well, listen.
We were looking up to Justin.
Yeah.
Y'all folks say this here, right?
Yeah, we're Justin.
Jalen Hurts don't have 40 touchdowns. He don't got 4,000 yards. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
All them guys that had them 40 touchdowns, guess where they at? Home eating popcorn. You know what I'm saying? With
Well, Lamar's still playing.
Yeah.
Right. You got two more, and one of them definitely is coming off the board.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't say they're all sitting at home. I mean, relax.
Yeah, they're definitely not all sitting at home, though.
It's going to end up being the two quarterbacks that's got the least amount of touchdowns, which is Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes still standing.
Well, wait, and how many touchdown passes did Goff have? He had to have like 37 or 38, right?
But he's going to be home, too.
Okay.
He's going to be home.
All right.
Yeah, when we go to the Super Bowl, it's going to be the Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
All right.
So it's going to defy all of what y'all say, but it's going to make OG like, damn, OG was right. It's the 4-point system that wins everything.
Well,
you got nothing to do with all that stuff y'all talking about.
Still doesn't make you insider of the year, buddy. I'm sorry.
Listen, you know what? And you can keep that little award anyway. Because you know what? Y'all jerk me any damn way. And that's why I don't. Yeah, y'all don't give me none of my awards that I win. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, none of your gift cards, yeah.
I ain't getting none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hooter girl and all the stuff. Ain't no delivery.
Slipknot tickets. I got you.
Still mad about them Hooters gift cards, aren't you?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing yet, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what?
I'll take you to Hooters. I'll take you to Hooters, OG. Let's go to Hooters, you and me.
And bring Justin, too.
Yeah.
Well, he'll already be there.
Right.
Jack, I can tell you hot under the collar. You know what I mean? But that's okay. You know what I mean? You'll get over it one day.
You called me fat to my face yesterday, and yeah. I'm down 20 pounds, and no one's noticing.
Listen, I noticed.
We say it all the time.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, have you ever heard OG tell a lie?
All the time.
Every day. Yeah. Every single day.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, I don't think. But yeah.
Is it a lie or just wrong?
You said Isaiah Thomas was your cousin.
Oh, yeah. You can't get past that one.
I said that because I had a plan for that one.
Oh, right.
See, you, it's okay to lie when you jokingly lying. You know, seriously lying. I ain't never did that, even though I took the lie detector test and I beat all you punks. You know what I'm saying?
You did. I will give you credit on that.
Even Rod lost that one. I mean, he's the biggest liar of the show. So,
he is. Rod, all right. Thank you, OG. Rod is the biggest liar.
What?
Well, I mean, he failed every question on Lie Detector Day.
A politician, man, he couldn't give the right answer.
Yeah, I can't wait to do Lie Detector Day again.
I just love that. I just love that it couldn't pin down Elliot. Like,
yes.
These things are designed to be able to pin you down.
Yes, and Elliot's a psychopath.
He is 100% a psychopath.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles need to get back to being more aggressive with their decisions during the game? Final count, 67.4 say yes, 32.6 say no.
And the phones say 100%.
No. Yeah. The funniest part is what I try to do when we get callers, when we get a topic like this, people on both sides, is, you know, take one person from one side, one person the other side. Mm-hmm. But the Ike glow is so strong that when they call up and it says on the line, think they should be more aggressive, I'll go to them and they'll just be like, I think we're okay the way we are. And I'll just like, I'll crumble. I'll be like,
well, I'm convincing.
Yes.
Yes.
You are.
And I'm right the majority of the time.
Yes. Well, yes.
I'm just saying. Now, believe me, when I miss big. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I will miss big.
All right. Tell them about Mr.
Hair,
Bald and
right,
Beautiful.
That's right.
There.
Mr. Yes. Bald and Beautiful. All right, fellas. I want you to be honest with yourself, right? Is your hair thinning? Are you seeing a lot more of your forehead than you used to? Come on, man. You know it. Is your crown starting to get thin? Yep, that's another way to look at it. If you answer yes, then don't wait. Head to the leading hair restoration doctor in the Delaware Valley. The name we've been telling you about for years. The experts at Glatt Hair by Morgan Stern Medical. Be the best you that you can be and get your confidence back. Give them a call, 610-980-4000, or visit GlattHairMCTR.com.
So the Dallas Cowboys are looking for a new head coach.
All righty.
And Adam Schefter had a report on a potential very high-profile head coach they could hire.
Well, it is the Cowboys, and they have spoken with, amongst other candidates, Deion Sanders. There is a mutual interest there. And I go back to about a year and a half ago when I had a former general manager say to me, watch Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility he may be the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Well, there is mutual interest. We'll see if that amps up. But the two sides have talked. They have touched base. And we'll see if it goes anywhere.
What do you think of the idea of Deion, Dallas Cowboys head coach?
Couple thoughts. From an Eagles standpoint, opponent, yeah. Sure. Go ahead. Have
fun.
At it.
Have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to get you any closer.
Also, he can't. Him bossing around media in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to work like he did in Colorado.
Colorado just shuts people down because he doesn't like what they say.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's not going to work in the NFL. What I love to see Deion on the NFL sideline, right, coaching, sure, because I think Deion is entertainment. I think Deion has always been entertainment. You know, since I was a kid, I've been seeing Deion. First time I saw Deion, that draft, and he's sitting there with all the jewelry on, the jerry curl and the sunglasses, and saying Detroit couldn't afford him. That's why they didn't draft him at number three. So Deion has always been that way. I would love to see it in the NFL. I'd love to see it with the Cowboys. I don't think it's a threat to us. But if I were Deion, I would not want that job. I would not want that job with the Cowboys.
The egos, I just think Jerry Jones needs a head coach who is just going to mostly just do what he says. And that clash, I mean, remember,
Jimmy Johnson, and they had such a successful thing there, and Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones couldn't coexist, and that was way before Jerry Jones was the Jerry Jones that he is today.
Yeah.
I just don't think there's enough room, like, for both of those from an ego standpoint.
I totally agree. I don't even think Jerry really wants to hire Deion.
No. It's just splashy. Yeah.
Because he knows he can't control Deion. So I can't buy that.
So Dan Graziano mm-hmm. for ESPN predicted who each team with a head coach vacancy would hire. And for the Dallas Cowboys, he said, let me read it for you. He said, Kellen Moore, current Eagles offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are obviously still extremely early in their process, and we have no idea how extensive their interview list will be once they get rolling. But Moore, who played for the Cowboys from 2015 to 2017, spent a year as the team's quarterback coach, and then four more as the offensive coordinator, has an obvious connection to the organization and its current QB. He has interviewed for head coach jobs in recent years and is on some teams' interview lists in this cycle as well. He does make a team that hired Jason Garrett, hiring Kellen Moore feels like exactly like hiring Jason Garrett.
Fits the profile. Yes, fits the profile.
You know, same sort of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Demeanor
mm-hmm. as Jason Garrett.
Yep.
It feels, now.
Coach Clapp.
Yes.
Good job, guys.
No one better.
It doesn't seem like people here are super worried about losing Kellen Moore. Mm-hmm. I guess I just think, as long as they have, I would love for Jalen to have some consistency with an offensive coordinator.
That's the only reason. That's the only thing that I look at it as.
Yeah.
Is that I would want him to have somebody for another year, consecutive years, to see if that allows him to master the offense and play better and play faster. It is his first year in Kellen Moore's offense. Would he benefit from another offseason looking back at things he did this year and correcting them? Yeah, so it'll certainly be beneficial to Jalen, I believe, to keep Kellen Moore here.
If he doesn't get a head coach look, Josh McCown is who I would love to have. And I'm going to keep saying this until he's an NFL coach. Is that...
You mean as the OC or the head coach?
OC.
Okay, head coach. I mean OC. Yeah.
But the next guy, he's not there yet. I promise you, G.J. Kinney will be an offensive coordinator in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
The two, he coached for Incarnate Word and then Texas State. Mm-hmm. And when you look at their offensive production before he got there and when he got there, and I even think when he was here with Chip, they thought of him as a coach at mm-hmm. some point.
Yeah, you can see it in some players.
Yeah. I just think he's going to be, and it's probably too early for him now. Maybe he's a quarterback coach somewhere,
right,
and then he was this. But I feel like that guy is eventually going to be an offensive coordinator somewhere in the NFL.
Yeah, you got to climb that ladder, and we talked about this. You know, some coaches are meant to be coordinators. And then there's some guys that can handle the room and be a head coach,
yeah,
and be able to bring all these guys together while having the personality that they respect. I think Kellen Moore is a bright offensive mind. I don't know if he's head coaching material, but if he went to Dallas, that's the one place where I could see it, because he can just go there, and he's really just the offensive coordinator there.
And they're familiar with him.
Yes, he was there 8 years. And he played there, I think.
He did. 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But Elliot told me that it's Sirianni's offense, so I don't think we have to worry about losing Kellen Moore. It's the same.
That's Sirianni's offense.
Yeah,
well, just, I mean, it looks like it now.
Jalen's offense.
I don't be running the ball.
Jalen's offense. Herb, you're on WIP.
All right, first of all, I told you guys a couple years ago about Deion, okay?
What'd you say?
Deion, listen, I know Deion, I know the game, okay? Deion, okay, if he's ready to come to the Cowboys, he's going to come. He's got to make his deal with Colorado. There's things, there's legal matters, whatever. If he gets out of his contracts and all this and that, Jerry Jones knows all about that, okay? I'm not calling about that, okay? But I knew about this a long time ago. So all that information you got from NFL Network, those guys that I listen to from time to time, day to day, it's the same old talk, okay?
Hmm?
Now, what I want to talk about.
Yes.
I know Seth Joyner, okay?
How do you know Seth Joyner?
Because I used to run Mr. Sports Fan Club. Seth knows me. When I had the fan club, when Buddy Ryan was the coach.
What'd you do at that club?
Okay, I was in the rooms when the guys were playing cards on before the game down in Dallas. Okay, they all know me, Clyde Simmons. They all know me. I can run a whole line of them. Okay, they Whoa. All know HR. They all know HR. That's not the point. The point is, okay, a lot of people, everybody wants a Super Bowl. I understand all that, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, this town, Ike Reese knows, yes. You either get drafted here, you either get traded here.
Or you sign here as a free agent.
Free agent.
Yeah.
Is there any other way, Herb?
They all know before they get here that this is a tough town, okay? The fans are great. The fans spend thousands and millions of dollars every year.
Millions.
Travel here, travel there. Fine. You got a lot of negative stuff on your show every day, and then you have a lot of positive stuff.
Thank you.
Okay. So it is what it is, okay? Mm. We got a nice team here going, okay? We got a nice team, okay? It's hard to go back-to-back-to-back, okay, every year to get to that final game. Andy's on his way. But Andy's put together a nice team, okay?
Do you know Andy?
They play.
He knows Andy.
Okay.
Of course I know Andy. I used to have Andy's cell phone.
Well, what happened?
I'm talking about that.
Did you give it back to him?
That's not the point. The point is, okay, we have a nice team here. Our quarterback got hurt a few weeks ago, and now we won this game, and he didn't. Everybody
sounds like okay,
Andrew. Wants you to throw 300 yards. This
yeah, 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 that's all right. We want.
It
yeah.
ain't always. All it wants. It yeah. doesn't always happen like that.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Those LA fires are real, man. Mm-hmm. I got a cousin that lives in Burbank. They were lucky that they didn't get none. But I'm going to tell you, them players, okay, they played for L.A. last night. That gave them more motivation, okay, to win that game. And they're going to have motivation this week, okay? They know it's going to be cold. It might be raining, too.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready for the bad weather. The thing is, we got to prepare our minds. Okay, the Eagles have to prepare their minds for a W, okay, and to move on to the next and the final game of the National Football Conference.
Did you make it out to Germantown last week?
You understand?
Did you make it out to Germantown last week?
I didn't make it to time. I made Chinatown up in my neighborhood. Not I worked Chinatown. Last night.
What is
Germantown?
Last night.
You had to go get the German chocolate cake, remember? Did you go?
German chocolate cake? What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
Are you?
You're telling me this whole time you say you know Andy Reid? That's a lie?
That's my buddy, Andy Reid.
No, dude. Last week, you guys talked about a girl you were seeing in Germantown.
Yeah, so what about it?
You said
Ike knows about her. Ike knows about her.
But that's why he just asked you. What?
I said
I feel like I'm.
Oh yeah, John, I know what you mean.
Yeah, welcome to the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
She's busy. That girl.
No, oh, okay. Okay. She lost her number.
Yeah.
She got a.
She's got the same number as Andy Reid.
With healthcare business. She's got a lot of things on her mind.
Oh, okay.
Besides her two children, so you know. But anyway,
right. You'll be back in there soon.
This is a big week. I agree. I'm going to need some defense this week.
All right.
It's called a big dose of D.
To play even better than they played last week, okay? But this is going to be roughhouse game this week, you know what I'm saying? Like Rios talks about. So,
yep.
You know, this is a bloodbath going to be coming up now, so we better be ready. You know what I'm saying? We better be ready, man. That defense, we got to win a next man up mentality on the linebackers. Next man up. I'm telling you, brother, you want to go. You want to play next week. You got to win this week. That's how it is, bro.
Really is, Herb.
So,
All right.
All right, Herb. We got to go, brother.
All right.
Yeah, ball. Get the. What did I tell you about the tight end getting the double tight end?
That's the ball.
And he throws boom, 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 boom.
Oh, bring the boom?
He hit him right in the helmet. Boom, boom, touchdown. You understand?
Yep.
Is this he went to the boom, boom room.
Yes.
See more of that this week.
I what about run the ball? Do they have to run the ball?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
All right, Herb.
All right, man. Where are you going to be in a couple of days, Ike Reese?
What even is that question, Herb? Where are you going to be in a couple days?
Where are you going to be Friday? Because I got to work Friday.
Oh.
Studio.
Well, I'll just be hanging around the studio.
Yeah, this is on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to go, Herb.
You're not having something at Chickies.
Oh, like a pep rally. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we'll be at Chickies and Pete's. Yeah.
I can get in on that pep rally, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I get off, I think, at 4:30.
Oh, well, yeah, come on down.
That's what I'm saying. I get off at 4:30.
Hey, Herb, what's your phone
number? I don't get off until 6.
I might go to the Sixers game tomorrow.
No, okay.
I'm pretty sure I want to go. So
no,
all right, Herb, we really got to go.
I know you got to go, bro.
All right.
Herb always catches
attitude at the end. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's not a fan.
He's been on the air for 8 minutes. He hasn't said anything.
Hold on, he knows Andy Reid. He wants to pass the ball. You guys want your little 300 yards and three passing touchdowns. What a crazy ask.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Well,
you got plenty of time. Yeah. Just keep going.
Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I really thought we had a connection. Ike's homecoming date.
No, we did not.
Riding coattails.
No, we did not have a connection.
Oh, man. Who rides your coattails better, her or me and Jack?
They had boyfriends, man. They had boyfriends.
What's next?
I wasn't interested.
Making fun of my name? Where'd you get the name Spike? Sutton in Westchester.
Oh, that's fair. Why does Battle say Sutton?
I don't know. He's Battle.
Oh, okay. Sutton.
Sutton.
Sutton. Yeah.
What's up, Sutton?
By the way, Ike's got a bigger problem with Sutton's name than me.
No, I know.
Totally.
Yeah, he hates it.
He's made my nephew soft, man.
Yeah.
It's a tough name.
Yeah, I was going to have to.
There it is.
I got to get over there and I got to. Why wait till he's a little older? Because he's going to have to rumble when he gets a little older.
Yeah.
Well, Walker's trying to.
Oh, that's right. He had a big brother.
Beat him up every day.
Walker will rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, he tries to protect him.
Yep.
What's next?
What coach quarterback combination would you take for one playoff game? Spike. Easy. Sean McVay and Chase Daniel. Alex in Lancaster.
I'm not the Chase Daniel guy. Jack is the Chase Daniel guy.
I'm just saying. To that.
Chase Daniel makes a lot of sense.
So does Ryan Fitzpatrick. What's next?
How did I get back here? Nicholas Morrow walking back into the NovaCare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
back. Come on.
See that?
Should I hit the breaking news sounder?
Backer is back.
Wait, who's back?
Nicholas Morrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was with us last year.
Yeah. What is he just there for practice? What's he there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because in the Kobe Dean and
Sean. Oh, right.
I don't think he's been on a team all year, though.
Well, he knows the system.
Yeah. Remember Darnell Ellerbe technically started the Super Bowl?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, technically, yes.
What's next?
So it's the Rams on Sunday, huh? Reminds me of a wild night in an L.A. club I had with Eric Dickerson and Ike Reese. Ike met a dancer named Excellence. Let's just say Sunday wasn't the first time he heard about inner excellence. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
I will be looking forward to that Friday.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
I'll be looking forward to Tornado Friday.
Tornado's on a heater right now. Jack, what do we have coming up in Fritz at 6?
Well, as always on Fritz at 6, it's an honest hour. You're only allowed to be honest.
So honest Jack?
Well, not honest Jack. He's not hosting. If he wanted to host, that'd be fine.
Okay.
But no, it's for real Eagles fans only, per usual. And it's just, you know, are you worried after Sunday?
Worried for Sunday?
No, after the game on Sunday. Are you worried?
Are you worried after this past game on Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And it's probably Jalen related.
Oh.
No matter, it doesn't matter even what you start with. It ends up being Jalen.
Oh, yeah, it always goes back to the quarterback.
All right, Fritz at 6 is next, and then TK after that, and we will talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to talk to you about your pets, about your dog and your cat, about your dog and your cat and their health. You know, we always make these decisions. Get past New Year's. George Parenti, lead dog over Dogs and Cats Rule, is like, you know, people, we worry about ourselves after New Year's. Better yourself, better diet, better exercise. But your pets deserve the same thing. And Dogs and Cats Rule, they will be there for you when you make that decision. It's the right thing. Your only job as a dog or pet parent is to give that dog or cat the best life possible. Happy, healthy. They go hand in hand. And Dogs and Cats Rule can get you there. They have top-of-the-line pet nutrition. Top of the line, fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. Great products, local products. Same thing, cutting edge when it comes to supplements, all of that stuff. And the best staff that you're going to find anywhere. Because when you see all those products, walk into Dogs and Cats Rule, you see shelves and shelves of all these things. You're not going to know what to get. And their patient, informed, awesome staff is going to help get you to that answer. And while you're there, maybe pick up a toy, pick up a leash, pick up a collar, whatever you need, Dogs and Cats Rule has it. One of their 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, all in PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey. You want the address, you go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.